Hello and welcome. David Baker here. I have a short wisdom for life thought today, and I want to give it to you. I believe it'll be encouragement and a help. Do you understand that the devil is a liar? John 8:44, talking to the Pharisees, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Satan is a liar, and he's the father of lies. He lies. That's what he does. Do you ever believe any of them? Have you ever believed any lies of the devil? Hey, in 3 minutes, I want to give you 20 lies that the devil tells. I don't have time to go and use scripture to explain each one of these, but I promise you, they're a lie. And I promise you, the Bible says exactly against that. But it's amazing how many people believe it. Number one, you're alone. You're alone. There's nobody here for you. No, God said, "I'm with you." You're weak. You're weak. You can't do it. You're weak. Another lie. Guess what? "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." No, you're not weak. That's a lie. You're a failure. You're a failure. Listen, if you're listening to this right now, I know you're not a failure because you're not dead yet, okay? Even if you failed 1,000 times, praise the Lord, God's mercies are new every morning. You get to get up and start all over again. You are not a failure. You ever believe that? You ever listen to that? You're not complete. You're not enough. No, you are complete in Him through Christ. No one can help you. You ever heard that from anyone? My help cometh from the Lord. God can give us all the help that we need. Your sins are too big to forgive. It's amazing how many people we meet out who say that they've done some bad things and they don't think God can forgive them. No, you don't understand how big our God is. He loves and He will forgive. How about this? Your past defines you. What you've done is what you are. No. You can be a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, your past doesn't have to define you. Look at how many people in the Bible had horrible paths, but yet God changed them. You're a slave to sin. You'll never get victory with that sin. Again, another lie of the devil. God is able to make us free from that sin and help us to get victory. Next, you have no purpose. There's no purpose for you. Really? If God created you, that's enough to say that He has a purpose for you. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That means you. If God created you, okay, if you didn't hatch, if you were not an alien, then God has a plan for you, a purpose for you. You'll never find peace. Really? God said He has peace that passeth all understanding. He can keep our mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee. No, we can have peace in our life. Those are lies of the devil. That's 10. Got 10 more. Here we go. You'll never be healed. You ever feel like that? My dad went to 24 different doctors, gave his last Christmas goodbye. We all wept and cried and prayed. We knew that's the last Christmas he'd have. That was 15 years ago. He's still kicking. You'll never be healed. Listen, if you're saved, you will be healed. Maybe after heaven, or after you leave this earth, but you will be healed. And what a beautiful day that is. Number 12, God will never listen to you. God will never listen to you. Do you believe that? God says that He will. His hand is not shortened that He cannot save, and His ear not heavy that He cannot hear. All we have to do is go confess our sins to God, and God is right there to hear and listen to us. Number 13, you have nothing to contribute. God doesn't want anything that you have. Boy, that's totally untrue. God loves you, and God wants everything that you have. You will never be accepted. No, you're accepted in the Beloved, the Bible says. You are accepted. He does want you. Next, you're ugly. You're ugly. By the way, it sounds like a simple comical one, but you know how many people live with that? Listen, God said He made you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God doesn't make any junk. God made you perfect. God made you special. We shouldn't compare ourselves with other people, no matter what. God made you, and to say that you are ugly is to go against God. A few more. You'll never be happy. Boy, that's totally wrong. You can be happy today. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. You decide, hey, I'm going to live by this book. Guess what? You will be happy. There's no hope for you. You're hopeless. No. God is the God of hope, the God of all hope. And no, there is hope for you. Is your air, are you still breathing? Air in your lungs? Check your pulse. Still beating? Okay, then. That means God has hope in you. God hasn't given up on you yet, so why should we? How about this line? No one cares about you. Really? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Wow, how in the world can God even care about us? But he does. He cares about you. Two more. Your life is no value. Really? Really? You were bought with the most precious substance on the face of the earth, the blood of Christ. How valuable is that? And last, you are unloved. Really? Really? For God so loved the world? No, he loves you. He loves us. I love the old phrase, used to joke with, play with kids. How much do you love me? Do you love me this much? Hands just right together. Do you love me this much? Do you love me this much? Ask Jesus, hey, how much do you love us? And he stretched out his arms and died on the cross and said, I love you this much. And listen carefully. If you'd been the only person on the face of the earth, Jesus would have come and died for you. That's how much he loves you. Have you listened to any of the lies of the devil? Have you believed any of those? Listen, the devil is a liar. Do not believe any of those lies. Get thee behind me, Satan. I am not listening to those. I am loved by God, accepted by God. He has a purpose. He has value with me. Do not believe any of the lies of the devil. Hey, get rid of that. Believe what God says. Get in the Bible. Take your lie to the Bible. See what God says about it, and believe truth. Hey, have a great day. Get wisdom for your life.